think it's love. And I think it's love.
Kenny Rogers in the first edition. That's right. He was actually in a group before he did the solo stuff. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. Good morning.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN for Syncanosia.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will speak with President Trump today, a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin did. Through an interpreter, Zelensky says Ukraine needs a say in the terms of any ceasefire.
It cannot be done without us. This war cannot be ended without us, with a fair peace.
CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on the Trump-Putin phone call.
Last night, President Trump said that the issue of aid never came up on his call with Putin. But this morning, the Kremlin is responding, insisting they did talk about it. And President Zelensky said this morning he plans to speak with Trump today to hear more about yesterday's call.
A federal judge says the cuts made to USAID were likely unconstitutional. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is the first case where a federal judge ruled that Elon Musk did not have the constitutional authority to use DOGE as a personal scalpel to dismantle U.S. aid and other federal agencies.
The Columbia University student and pro-Palestinian protest organizer who was arrested by ICE is telling his side of the story. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
In a letter dictated by phone from a detention center in Louisiana, Mahmoud Khalil said he believes his arrest is part of the administration's, quote, broader strategy to suppress dissent. He calls himself a political prisoner.
Khalil's lawyers have asked he be freed on bail. After an unexpected 9 months in space, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are back home. Williams' ancestral village in India, people celebrated her safe return to Earth. Last month, Williams told CBS what she was looking forward to the most.
My husband makes a good latte, so I'm looking forward to his latte. I'm also looking forward to seeing the rest of my family and my dogs and jumping in the ocean.
First, she and Wilmore will need weeks of rehabilitation as they get used to gravity again. CBS's Art Infari reports there were no big surprises in the newly released documents regarding the JFK assassination.
For those hoping for a bombshell revelation about the 1963 Kennedy assassination, this latest trove of documents appears to disappoint. Most, if not all, of the 80,000 pages released by the National Archives are not new. What is new? Some of the documents that were previously redacted to protect intelligence sources and collection methods can now be seen in full.
At least five vehicles were torched at a Tesla facility in Las Vegas, and the building was shot at. On Fox, Tesla founder Elon Musk called the attack insane.
I think they're getting desperate because, I mean, the reason we're seeing this extreme amount of hatred and violence is because we're actually succeeding in getting rid of corruption and waste.
Future slightly higher this morning. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council meeting last night was gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason, but quickly adjourned due to a lack of quorum.
We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
The meeting's agenda included items like funding, planning, and a potential veto override. However, not enough council members were present to proceed. A wind advisory will be in effect for the area tonight through tomorrow morning. Gusts of up to 45 miles an hour are expected. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. A police pursuit in Racine early this morning ended with two suspects in custody after a chase through town. The pursuit ended with spike strips near Bird and Becker. A male driver and a female passenger were reportedly arrested. Racine's Root River Parks have been added to Wisconsin's State Register of Historic Places. The parks, designed in the early 20th century, join other iconic structures on the list, like the Thomas P. Hardy House and the S.C. Johnson & Son Administration Building. The Oak Creek Common Council last night approved two ordinance changes, advancing plans for a potential Buc-ee's just north of the Racine County line. Despite opposition from nearby homeowners, the project is moving forward with another meeting scheduled for April. There's a potential opening in 2027 if approved. And WRJN will broadcast two state high school basketball tournament games featuring Racine teams this week. The Prairie School plays Bonduelle in Division 4 tomorrow at 6. Park faces Cedarburg Friday at 1. It's their first state appearance in over 60 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. Even if we won on Sunday, it doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forward.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but we don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it, and I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned 3 Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a 1-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy with rain, a few scattered thunderstorms, and becoming windy this afternoon. Our high today, 48. Tonight, rain will change to light snow. It'll be windy with some blowing snow, around an inch of accumulation possible. Our low, 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
If you work for Apple or Android, would you stop improving the phones? I think we did it. We've covered it. I just wish these companies would now pool all of their resources together and finally create an unbreakable phone. How has that not been the priority these last 15 years that I've been trying to hold on to a $1,000 computer that's shaped like a slippery bar of soap? Also, Apple, if you're still listening, could you put little arms and legs on my phone so the next time I drop it between the car seats, it can crawl back out to me? You ever tried retrieving anything? It's scary. Like, I don't know. I've seen regular chairs, but car seats, they're made out of, like, knives and stuff. You ever dropped your phone down there when you were really relying on it? You immediately transform into that. You know that character in movies who they haven't prayed since they were a child? They're just like, hey, Siri, I don't know if you can hear me. But if you're there, I really need you right now.
Love you every day.
something I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, girl. 8 days a week. I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Oh, hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week, I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all.
Days a week, the Beatles, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, it's 8:12. Looking for rain and thunderstorms today, highs near 44, cloudy and 39 now at Radio Park. This guy in Nevada woke up one morning and found 100 pounds of sliced bread dumped on his property. Had no idea where it came from. Eventually, he cracked the case. It seems a distributor came forward and said they contracted with a driver to handle that route, and he dumped it on his lawn because he was mad and didn't want to go through the process of returning it. Now, if it's all in bags and stuff, you know, like Wonder Bread and stuff, I would just take it in the house, freeze it, and then you got, you know, bread for the entire year. I don't know. I don't know if it was in bags or not, though. Listen for details this week on our next WRJN statewide text to win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and a great grand prize, too. Download the Civic Media app to play along. Details on the way, on the air, and online at WRJN.com. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Here they are.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. Lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was down and out. Looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance while he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. South. 19 years, how is dogging him? Traveled about, the dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. Tears. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please. Mr. Bojangles, dance.
There you go. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Mr. Bojangles, this morning at 16. Local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN. The site Eat This, Not That, ranked the 25 unhealthiest drinks on the planet. They ranked them based on how much sugar they have. You might be drinking one right now, thinking it's healthy. But here's the list for you. Number one, Naked Mighty Mango Juice, 57 grams of sugar. It's one of those healthy-looking juices in the produce section. Naked Blue Machine Juice, 55 grams, same company, a little less sugar. Number three, Monster Energy Drink, 54 grams of sugar. Arizona Sweet Tea, 53 grams. Naked Green Machine, 53 grams. Starbucks Frappuccino, 47 grams. Mountain Dew, 46 grams. That's why that little character in the Mountain Dew TV commercials from, you know, years ago was always hopping around like Roger Rabbit because he had 46 grams of sugar in him. Welch's Grape Juice, 44 grams. Be careful of all fruit juices, by the way. Barks Root Beer, 44 grams. Arizona Green Tea, 42 grams. And Pepsi, 41 grams. Now, the drink I drink in the morning has zero sugar in it. It's one of those lemonade things, but it's got zero sugar, zero everything. But trust me, I make up for sugar in other ways. I just don't drink it, but I eat a lot of sugar.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. Long Bright River is a mystery cop show on Peacock starring Amanda Seyfried. In my opinion, it took a little bit to get going, but was explained as to why later in the show. Seyfried plays a Philadelphia cop who investigates crimes against sex workers and the homeless in Philly's Kensington area. The Mamma Mia star plays the role a bit passively as a reluctant police officer, but ultimately her choices work. The best thing about the show, in my opinion, is that I really had no idea who the bad guy was right up until the end. It's always nice to binge a mystery that isn't predictable. Fox's The Cleaning Lady is infusing its cast with some new blood. Joining the show will be Lea Salonga, who starred in Les Mis on Broadway, Patricia de Leon, who most recently appeared on Taylor Sheridan's Lioness, and Robert Giacchini, who's appeared in films like Dreamgirls and Godfather 3. That's some good talent that will hopefully help the show overcome a title that's hard to take seriously. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Class.
classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Fabrice. Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Fabrice Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Fabrice. La 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 la.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
It's 8:24 local news. Timeless hits WRJM. All right, I want you to meet with your boss this morning, and you can tell him this: it's time to start taking more breaks at work.
Teller a lot more breaks. A study from North Carolina State University says you'll have more energy and actually be better at your job if you start taking a lot of micro breaks, which is just around 5 minutes long, but you got to take them constantly. So go tell your boss, see what she or he says, all right? See if they agree with you on that one. You can tell them you heard it here on WRJN, so it's got to be the truth, right? All right, got the casinos now. Then you can tell me goodbye at WRJN.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, you can tell me goodbye. Go. I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Bring it back memories, the casinos, then you can tell me goodbye. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, it was 5 years ago, the COVID stay-at-home stuff just was starting up. Google looked back at some of the top searches from that first crazy month of COVID. Here's a quick look at some of the things we were Googling in March of 2020. Face mask searches were off the charts. They were hard to come by for a while. A lot of people made their own out of cloth. Virtual museum tours. Parents already struggling with their kids being at home all day long. It was the top trending virtual search that March. We're all binge-watching Tiger King. I never saw that. It hit Netflix on March 20th and became the top trending TV show worldwide. Searches for hand sanitizers spiked. Now, there were some people who were stockpiling this stuff, hoarding it in their garages and reselling it online. Not a nice thing to do. And virtual workouts got big. All the gyms were closed. Some of us were exercising that way online. And I got to tell you, I was doing it online. My wife and I would get up early in the morning and we'd do it online. And then, you know, COVID ended. I ended, you know, exercising. I should really start again because those are pretty good. All right, it's time for local news on WRJN, brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168. Let's check news in the morning. It's 8:30, and once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. All told, it lasted about 30 seconds. This was the entirety of the Racine City Council meeting last night, gaveled in by Mayor Corey Mason.
Good evening, everyone. The hour of 6 o'clock having arrived on this 18th of March. It's now my honor to call to order the City of Racine Common Council meeting. We do have a number of absences and vacancies that exist for tonight. State law does require that two-thirds of a governing body must be present to have a quorum. We are at 6 out of 15. We do not have a quorum, therefore we cannot conduct our business tonight, and I am forced by state law to declare this meeting adjourned.
There were big plans for the meeting with an agenda that included funding, planning, and a possible override of a veto. It's not exactly clear why there were so many absences. The second district is vacant for the time being. The council needed a two-thirds majority to override the veto that dealt with who gets to appoint committee members, the mayor or the council president. A wind advisory kicks in tonight. It'll be in effect for the area through tomorrow morning. Gusts could hit up to 45 miles an hour. There's other weather to be aware of. We'll look at the latest in the forecast coming up. Pleasant Prairie's Plan Commission has given the green light to Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion plan. The project will add manufacturing and warehouse space to the existing facility they acquired in April of last year. The expansion is expected to create 750 new jobs in Kenosha County. The first of two big basketball games for Racine is at 6 tomorrow. WRJN will broadcast the two games featuring Racine's teams in the state high school basketball tournament. First up is the Prairie School. They take on Bondwell in Division 4. On Friday, Park faces Cedarburg at 1. It's the first state appearance in over 60 years for the Panthers. The winners advance to the championship game on Saturday, which will also air on this station if the Racine teams get in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy with rain, a few scattered thunderstorms, and becoming windy this afternoon. Our high today, 48. Tonight, rain will change to light snow. It'll be windy with some blowing snow. Around an inch of accumulation possible. Our low, 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
You know, I used to say that I didn't care what other people thought of me. And I realize now, looking back, I said that at the height of my popularity. Hey, if I look older than when you saw me last, it's because I'm older than when you saw me last. And also, I stopped doing Botox and filler. I used to do Botox and filler back when I didn't care what other people thought of me. I'm here because I love doing stand-up, I miss doing stand-up, and I like making people happy, and I do care what people think. I think we all care what people think. We can say we don't. We can pretend we don't care what people think, but all it takes is trying to parallel park in front of a crowded outdoor cafe. The deep shame you feel when you give up and drive away. Even if you're meeting someone there, you're like, I'm so sorry, I couldn't make it. And they're like, yeah, you did. I was sitting right there. I was watching you.
and White, Three Dog Night. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looks like rain and thunderstorms for the high near 44 today. Snow tonight, lows around 30. Snow and rain mixing together, I should say. Tomorrow, look for gradual clearing with a high near 40. Right now, it's 39 and cloudy right here at Radio Park. All right, talk about having a horrible boss. A guy in Georgia quit his job, and his boss was so upset with him that he delivered the guy's final paycheck by dumping 500 pounds of pennies in the driveway. But it gets worse. First, he poured oil over the pennies, so the pennies were all in oil. The guy says he quit the job because he had a toxic work environment, and this really backed up what he said. He shoveled the pennies into his garage. He's working on cleaning the oil off so he can cash them in. I would have taken the 500 pounds, added more oil to it, and dumped it in that guy's driveway. See, that's the difference between me and this guy. I would get the revenge right away, but I guess he didn't. Here come the mamas and papas.
for wearing your grease lips.
Just take your glasses.
Did he describe her as cantaloupe eyes? Like cantaloupe? What are cantaloupe eyes? WRJN pleased to present high school basketball this week with two local teams playing in the tournament. Now, Thursday evening at 6, Racine Prairie School plays Bonduelle in Division 4. Then on Friday at 1, it's Racine Park making their first state appearance in over 60 years against Cedarburg. The winners of those games go on to the championship game on Saturday. And, of course, WRJN and Dick Graceffa will be there. These great sponsors support our local teams and hope you'll join them in cheering them to a state championship. Lee's Deli serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Lee's Deli, Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 and Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic. And Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeast Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. We've got the high school sports exclusively right here, and you can hear him with Dick Graceffa. Again, we've got a game on Thursday at 6 p.m. and Friday at 1 p.m. All right here at WRJN.
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year. January, you start the year off.
Yes, Neil Sedaka, Calendar Girl. It's 8:47. Local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN. You ever been on the site LinkedIn? It's like a Facebook, but for professional people. Now, it's not a dating site, but 52% of people who are in the dating scene say they've been on a date with someone they met on LinkedIn. Yeah. It was apparently the most popular answer for ways to meet people with date for dates. LinkedIn. Who would have thunk it, huh? Hey, it's 8:48. How about a big deal?
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It in Union Grove, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh beverages. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community carefully curated to fuel your day. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andres Gama, Treasurer.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, 'cause you know the words I've been saying. I know that you've been cheating.
The Buckingham's kind of a drag. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We have some rain and thunderstorms in the forecast for today. Highs near 44. Right now it's cloudy and 40 right here at Radio Park. So this guy sued an airline after they lost his checked luggage filled with crab meat, which led to its spoiling. Oh, that must have smelled great. A court ruled that they owe him $800, even though he wasn't supposed to have perishable items on that plane. The court said, if an airline accepts checked baggage, then it assumes liability, even if the airline has not agreed to transport certain items. Oh, could you imagine what that spoiled crab meat smelled like when they opened up that luggage? I probably even smelled even just sitting there when the luggage was closed. Yucky poozy. It's 8:53, local news, timeless hits. Hey, let's go back to the circle now. Here's Red Rubber Ball.
I should have known. Bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. My life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Oh,
Wonder. I think his real name, what, Stephen Hathaway or something like that? Yeah, I like Stevie Wonder better. Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And don't forget, listen for details this week on our next WRJN statewide text to win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and great grand prize, too. Download the Civic Media app now to play along this week. Details on the way, on the air, and online at WRJN.com. I'm Don Rosen. I'll see you again tomorrow morning. I want to thank the mayor for coming in today. His Honor, Mayor Corey Mason, came in at 7 o'clock this morning, spent about 45 minutes with us. I love it when he comes in. Thank you very much, Mayor. He'll be in again next month. Also coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum at 2 o'clock. Kurt Vollman at 6 o'clock tonight. It's Chris Morrow. What's his name? Yeah, the boss. Chris Morrow. He'll be in. We'll see you tomorrow morning, as I said, 6 a.m. Coming up next, we've got news from CBS and local news from Stuart J. Waddles. It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Kenosha. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he will speak with President Trump today. Yesterday, Vladimir Putin told Trump Russia would stop attacking Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Through an interpreter, Zelensky claims that promise was broken overnight.
Well, Putin's assurances and words that he issues an order to not strike energy, that is insufficient.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow says Russia wants some assurances in any ceasefire deal,
saying that the West has to stop arming Ukraine, that the West has to stop providing Ukraine with intelligence, and that Ukraine has to stop recruiting people for the army. Conditions that Ukraine simply will not agree to.
In Israel, thousands of people are protesting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to resume airstrikes in Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli army said it hit 20 targets overnight, including a Hamas military site in northern Gaza, where they said they identified preparations for rocket attacks on Israel. It was the second night of Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, although these were not as widespread as the first night. Hamas says it has not closed the door on